Good evening, Tom's Towing.
Hello, my name is Aaliyah. I'm calling from Nation Safe Drivers. Are you guys able to assist with a heavy-duty tow for a 04 GMC Duramax 4500?
An 04, 3500 or
4500?
45. Okay. Yeah, that, and it definitely takes a heavy-duty wrecker?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, we could do it, sweetie. Where
well, that's
at?
What a prior provider told me is they needed a heavy duty. So they're at 8950 Interstate 25 in Pueblo. They're actually going 99 miles to Sedalia.
Sedalia. Is that in Colorado?
Yes, ma'am. It's this area code is, I mean, yeah. The zip code is 80135. And loaded is 99 miles.
Is it Salida?
It's spelled S-E-D-A-L-I-A.
S-E-D-A-L. Yeah, because that Salida is S-A-L-I-D. Sedalia. Okay. Yeah. Do you know? Oh, I need to start over here.
Yes, ma'am.
8950 I-25. Do they have a mile marker?
That's actually a truck stop right off the interstate, exit 74.
Oh, that's in Colorado City. No wonder that. Okay.
Well, Google changed it to Pueblo, so that might.
Yeah, Colorado City. Yeah, they're 25 miles south of Pueblo. I just don't know. And you said 99 miles. Is it east, west, north, or south? Can you tell me that?
It's
Sedalia or whatever you said it was?
I'm not sure I can tell you the full address.
Well, that ain't going to help me. I'm wondering if it's Salida. I've done this for 30 years.
Yes,
and
ma'am. Let me see.
That's why I've never heard of what you told me or the spelling.
Right. Let's see.
So if you could tell me where this city's at that we're towing them to, if it's east of him, west of him, north of him.
Let's see. My system doesn't really tell me. Let's see. I'm looking at Google Maps, and I'm seeing, like, off the interstate it shows they're close to, like, Roxboro State Park, well, the city itself. Let's see. Deckers, Colorado is also what it's saying.
Deckers.
I see, like, Twin Cedar, Deckers, West Creek, Thunder Butte, all that seems to be in the same little area.
Failure. Hold on a minute.
All right.
Big wrecker driver on the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Joe, I need some help. I've got Nation Safe Drivers on the phone that has got a 4500 GMC Duramax. The other tow company told them it's going to take a heavy-duty wrecker. Yeah, but I'm not understanding. How did you spell that city that you said is 99 miles?
Yes, ma'am. S-E-D-A- L-I-A.
Sedalia? Have you ever heard of that, Joe?
No, what's that?
That's what I've been on the phone for 10 minutes or 5 minutes with this chick. What are some of the towns or cities or places around this?
Let's see. I just entered the full address into Google Maps. So, let's see.
Delia, Colorado.
I think it's kind of in the country. I see a bunch of, like, Green Mountain, Thunder Butte, South Terrell Peak, McCurdy Mountain.
I'm wondering if it isn't Salida. And they're just spelling it wrong. That's what I don't understand.
Well, that's what's showing up in Google Maps.
Oh, it's showing up under SEDALIA?
Yes, ma'am. I see Colorado Springs on the map as well, like you would go through it.
Okay, Colorado Springs is a big city. So
okay. Is
it east or west of Colorado City?
I'm not sure. Hold on. It looks like you would...
They're going to be willing to sign out damage waivers.
I'll just turn it down, Joe. Well, all I'm doing is I'm telling you what they're telling me, that the other tow company said it had to be a heavy-duty wrecker. It's a GMC 4500 Duramax. Is it just a regular pickup truck, ma'am?
That's what he said, yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, what you need is a medium-duty flatbed. A heavy-duty wrecker is overkill,
mm-hmm.
but it's too big for a regular flatbed.
Okay.
And my driver just told me that he would have to sign a damage waiver because of the big wrecker hooking up to it and turning corners. It's going to end up probably damaging the underneath and stuff because the heavy duty is too much of a truck.
Okay. Do you have a medium duty?
We don't, but Wayne's Towing and Ray's Towing have them.
Wayne and Ray's. Okay.
Wayne and Ray's. You know another
Wayne
one
says no. I already called both of them. They said no.
What about Classic? We just don't have a big enough truck for that, and the heavy-duty wrecker is just going to damage it. There's Classic Towing that you might try.
I'll try them. I know everyone's pretty much saying the same thing, that it's too big. Because he uses it, this is a U.S. Rider program, so these people pull trailers and horse trailers with a lot of horses on it, and that's why he's so far from home, because they do a lot of traveling with their horses. But he was able to get someone to come get the horses, but now he needs to get his vehicle home as well. Let's see, Classic.
Yeah, and like a big wrecker is almost overkill for it. And then a regular flatbed that most people have is too small.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know Ray's and Wayne's have medium duties, but maybe they just don't have it available.
They are not willing to do the drive overnight right now.
Oh, God, 99 miles is not that far.
You know, I don't know. I hear that all the time. A lot of drivers or tow truck companies don't like going real far overnight, so.
Well, to me, that's a five-hour run. We do them all the time. It's just it's too big for our truck. Try Classic Towing, sweetie, and see if you have any luck with them, because I know he has a medium duty.
Yes,
There's
ma'am.
Also Discount Towing, too.
Discount, let's see.
And make sure you say Colorado City off of exit 74, because that'll help him out a bunch, too.
Yes, ma'am. Discount Towing said they were unable to due to the size of the truck.
Dang it. See, everybody's got regular flatbeds. And he has a heavy-duty wrecker, but it's too small for the heavy-duty.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone's saying they need a heavy-duty wrecker due to the size of the truck, because like it seems like if it was a 3500, we almost had somebody, and then due to it being 4500, they don't want to touch it, I guess.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get a hold of my driver again. I finally hung up the phone on him because him talking and you talking.
Yeah.
I want to find out what can happen as far as damage goes.
Yeah,
okay, Joe. So if you hook up to that, where would the damage be? Because they've called Wayne's Towing, Ray's Towing, and those guys have medium-duty flatbeds, but they don't want to go out at night. This guy was pulling a lot of horses, but he got somebody to come down and get his trailer with the horses, and it's through Ryder, like Reynolds, and he's just got to get his truck off the road, or it's in Colorado City.
Yeah, it's in I live up there. That's on Highway 85, past Joshua Rock.
Okay, and he's in Colorado City now. So it's west of Castle Rock or east of Castle Rock?
West of Castle Rock.
West. Okay, so towards the mountain. Yeah, I've never even heard of it or anything.
After I looked at it, I kind of know where it's at.
Okay, but what about the damage? I mean, is there for sure going to be damage, or?
I don't know. I was just having to sign a waiver because I don't want to damage.
Yeah, but what could happen? I mean, as far as where would the damage happen?
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to hook up to this thing. Because if it has an individual suspension, I might not do no damage at all, but I don't want to take a chance, you know, to be reliable for it.
Right. So she can't.
If I get to the front, I'm afraid of starting up the front end or something like that going on with some body damage on it. If I get to the back, I have to pick. They have on those newer trucks. I seen one the other day. He has no place to hook to the back. I'd have to kind of like sling it somehow. So if I might scratch something on the back side of it.
Hmm.
But I'll go try to.
Oh, you always try and stuff. It's just right now I can't afford any damage. And about to help them out, she's called Wayne Ray's Discount. Who else did you say you tried? And none of them want to go out at night.
We've got Wayne's Ray's Discount Auto Services, A Armijo Towing. And J&M.
But I would, you know, I just want them to know I don't want to be responsible for any damages. I would go to Randy's because he'd have a medium duty of a flatbed.
Have her try Randy's first.
I'll try Randy's. If not, I would go for it.
Okay.
I can use the money.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I know, and ma'am, Joe's worked for me for 30 years, so it's
mm-hmm.
not like he's a careful
yes,
driver.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
But you heard what he was saying.
Right.
It's just there's no place to hook up to him.
Uh-huh.
We can't afford damage or anything, but he did have a good suggestion. They would mm-hmm. have to come out of Colorado Springs, but Randy's Towing out of Colorado Springs has
uh-huh.
like a fleet of 70 tow trucks.
Oh, okay.
And he has an actual medium-duty flatbed.
Okay, I'll call them and see if they're able to assist.
Okay, and if not, Joe said he would go down there and try. It's just
yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were gonna have to have him sign
right.
a damage waiver, you know, type thing.
Uh-huh.
And Joe's really good, so.
Okay.
He
yes,
could do
ma'am.
It with nothing, but we just gotta cover our butt.
I got you. Okay. Well, I will call and see what they say. Thank you so much.
Okay, sweetie. Thanks.